for taking a look ahead to the next legislative session here in Wisconsin.
Our next guest says Wisconsin is on the right track when it comes to being more business-friendly, but there's still work to be done. He has a list of reforms he'd like to see the Wisconsin State Legislature take up this session.
Our guest is Kurt Bauer. He is the president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And Kurt, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start out, you published a piece recently at wisopinion.com, and you write there that Wisconsin's transformation from an anti-business state to a pro-business state has been remarkable. I'm wondering if you could talk about that transformation a bit as you see it, and talk about a time frame there. What time frame are we talking about?
Well, we're looking at from January 2011. We've passed, since that time, 90 pieces of pro-business legislation, some of them big, some of them small. They all add up, and if you look at the surveys that we do of our membership, we survey our membership twice per year. We're the state chamber of commerce, so we represent businesses small and large from all sectors and all around the state. And an incredible 96% believe that the state is headed in the right direction. If you also look at the CEO magazine and Site Selectors magazine, we have catapulted in those surveys. And I think those two surveys are particularly important because they're surveys of people who make decisions about expansion and relocation, CEOs and site selectors. So they think we're heading in the right direction, but from WMC's perspective, we shouldn't take our foot off the reform accelerator. We have a chance to continue those reforms and make Wisconsin truly a pro-business and start to see some really rapid growth in the state.
Yeah, and you outline those reforms in your piece at wisopinion.com if people would like to check them out. But let's go down the list. The first topic you tackle is right to work, which is already, you know, lots of controversy about that. Some folks say we don't need to change the current laws. Governor Walker says it would be a distraction. WMC says we need to keep looking at this.
There are 24 states that are now right to work. Most recently, Michigan and Indiana have become right to work states. Iowa and the upper Midwest is already right to work. We anticipate that Missouri and New Mexico, maybe New Hampshire, will also go right to work during the next legislative session. Look, it's really symbolic. We think that there are three different components to this. There's a personal freedom, a choice of the worker, should they be compelled to belong to an organization and pays dues to an organization as a condition of their employment to an organization that they may not have the same philosophical or political belief with. And, of course, there's an also economic development component, and that's the symbolic part because we do know from site selectors, and we just had a conference in Milwaukee talking about the future of the state, and we had a site selector there from Chicago, one of the most prominent ones in the country, and he said that 75% of the relocation and expansion deals overlook non-right-to-work states for a variety of different reasons. It's not the only thing that they look at, but it is something they look at. And you don't want to be passed over on 75% of those deals. You want to try and grow jobs. You want to try and grow opportunity. And this is a simple thing that really shouldn't be controversial because the third aspect of this is how it impacts unions. And we have seen in other states, Indiana and Michigan most recently, the construction unions there say that this has largely been a benign change. And I've got a quote here from the treasurer of the UAW who said that he actually likes right-to-work states because there's less pressure involved in organizing the union because you don't pit one worker against another. So I actually think that you can make a strong argument in all three of those areas that this is the right thing to do for Wisconsin.
As you said, though, this is a symbolic thing in many ways. And after what happened with Act 10, it's hard to see this happening without a lot of controversy and a lot of debate on both sides.
Well, I think you're right. I think we need to have that debate. I appreciate you having me on to talk a little bit about it. But unlike the collective bargaining reforms in Act 10, most people didn't quite understand that. They thought that privileges were being taken away from workers. On right to work, we did a scientific poll statewide last spring. 79% of Wisconsinites believe that right to work makes sense. They don't believe that you should be forced to join a union. And Gallup did a national poll, and it was 80%. So this is actually very popular. And then if you look at the data, it's quite compelling. The growth rates of wages, job, and in-migration and lower unemployment rates favor right-to-work states. You're looking at immigration in right-to-work states. You're looking at lower unemployment rates. You're looking at higher wages. And frankly, they're just getting more jobs. They're getting more opportunities.
Another item on WMC's agenda, it has to do with taxes. And one of the things that you are proposing that you would like to see in the next legislative session is the elimination of the highest personal income tax bracket in Wisconsin. How is that going to help improve business?
Because 90% of the businesses in this state don't pay the corporate income tax. They pay taxes at the individual rate because they're a pass-through entity. They're either an LLC, a sole proprietor, or subchapter S. So you're not really taxing rich people, as some people would claim. What you're doing is you're taxing businesses, and it's a drag on those businesses. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, wealthier individuals. One of the problems we have in this state is a wealth drain. We talk about it when we're trying to grow our entrepreneurial sector, and they complain that Wisconsin doesn't have the kind of resources for angel investing and venture capital. Well, this is one more incentive for people to stay domiciled in Wisconsin as opposed to moving their residency to lower tax jurisdictions like Arizona and Florida, which also happen to have a little bit warmer climate this time of year.
Another issue regarding taxes, WMC would like to see improvements made to Wisconsin's transportation infrastructure, funded in part, I think, by a higher gas tax. The higher gas tax, boy, you talk about controversy. There's a lot of feelings on that one.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, Gene. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to ask, this is kind of you're coming out saying we need to raise it. Why?
Well, and it's very unusual for WMC. Nobody here can remember the last time WMC came out in favor of a gas tax or a fee increase. And the reason is purely need. I mean, you look at our economy, the three largest sectors, manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism, all rely on transportation infrastructure. And we've got a huge deficit there. We're not alone in this. Many other states, in fact, probably most other states, have the same problem, save South Dakota, because of all the fracking revenue that they have. And, of course, the federal government has the same problem. If we want to be competitive, we have to make this investment. This is very similar to another issue that I address in the column, which is workforce training. I mean, you've got to make these types of investments. You need infrastructure. You need a trained workforce. You need a competitive tax structure. And I think you need right to work. And if you do that, you're going to see Wisconsin really distinguish itself in the upper Midwest as a very pro-business place where businesses will know that's where I want to grow.
Yeah, the DOT has already proposed this as part of their a budget request. Given that, given some of the criticism they've already faced, is this going to be an uphill battle?
Well, and we offered some suggestions to what the Department of Transportation issued. We didn't like everything in there, but we do recognize that you're going to have to make an investment in infrastructure. And we think the way to do it is probably just keep it simple. So raise the gas tax. It hasn't been raised in Wisconsin in at least a decade. The vehicle transportation fee, we're the lowest in the Midwest. And then the governor is talking about taking some money from the general fund. If you do those three things, I think you're probably going to be able to get there. There are some other things that the Department of Transportation offered that we think make sense. There are some other things we didn't like. But by and large, we do think that there needs to be an investment in infrastructure in Wisconsin.
And finally, before we let you go, I want to touch upon mining. You mentioned mining as another area you'd like to see some work done on in the next session. Everybody, of course, knows what happened with Gogebic and the iron mine, but there's a lot of frac sand mining going on here in Wisconsin, too.
Yes, and it's been a real boom, particularly in the rural areas. And what we have seen is that local governments are trying to regulate them, and they really don't have the expertise, and frankly, they don't have the authority. The legislature gave that sole authority to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We think it makes sense for local governments to participate in this. Obviously, they're involved in the permitting and the zoning and noise ordinances related to blasting and trucks. But we think that the DNR should set the environmental standards along with the EPA. We don't want a patchwork. If somebody is looking to make a major investment in the state of Wisconsin, there's no guarantee that they're going to get permitted, but they should at least understand that there are uniform rules to follow.
So this is a pretty ambitious list of things that you'd like to get accomplished in the next year or so, next session. How optimistic are you that it's all going to pass?
Well, that remains to be seen. We put this out there for a discussion piece, and our lobbyists are meeting with legislators. We'll just have to see. We'll have to make the case. That's why I'm on your show, to make the case that these are the priorities that are right for Wisconsin, and they will continue to grow the business climate and you know, create more opportunity for everyone in the state.
Well, Kurt, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
We've been talking with Kurt Bauer. He is the president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He joined us to discuss what he hopes would make Wisconsin a more business-friendly state.
Coming up, we'll find out why Americans suffering from depression aren't getting treated and why our guest says that needs to change.
But first, it is the Wisconsin Public Radio Membership Drive. I'm Gene Purcell here with Veronica Rickert, and we are in our year-end membership drive because this is your radio station. We're listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And right now, during this drive, it's your chance to make sure we're set to start 2015 in great shape. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And right now is a great time to make your first ever pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Our new member challenge is still in effect. For every new member, a pair of anonymous donors will give us an additional $100 for each new member, up to 10 new members. You give $50, these donors chip in $100. Your pledge becomes $150. It's a fantastic deal. And here's another great reason to become a member right now.
Yep, it is really a great deal. And as Veronica said, here's another great reason. If you give any amount, you'll be automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You've been hearing about a lot of those here on the radio, and you'd get to choose which trip you like. You could visit Washington, D.C., enjoy a trip to France, or head out to Alaska.
So become a new member now and get entered into that drawing by giving whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During the last segment, we talked with Kurt Bauer from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce about some of the items that that group has on its agenda, its priority agenda, I should say, for the next legislative session here in Wisconsin. And that's important because it affects all of us. The topics they're talking about, mining, tax structure, transportation costs, all of those matter to each one of us who live here in the state of Wisconsin. And it's important that you have an awareness of what various groups, what various factions, what different sides of issues think about things like this. And here on Central Time is exactly where you find that type of information every single day.
Your support makes the many topics we cover every day on the show possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget about that new member challenge that's going on right now. An extra $100 for every new member, up to 10 members, and we're almost there, so you could still get in on this. At the same time, don't forget to let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to the people in need in your part of the state. Pledge $10 a month, that's $120 or more, and when you do, choose Food for 40 as your thank you gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your thank you gift, Food for 40, will then provide 40 meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you.